Thank you, Doug. Often in conversation today, it is said that we speak actually four times more than we hear, than we listen. Perhaps maybe that's true of us tonight. If it is, it behooves us to stop and think maybe about what we hear. Have you ever been misunderstood? Have you ever said, let me see, did I hear you right? Or did I hear what I thought you said? Jesus said we're to be doers of the word and not hearers only, he says, deceiving your own selves. For some reason, people have the idea that if we hear the Bible, you come and you hear it taught, or you hear it preached, then that's as good as doing it. But it really isn't, is it? Not really. You know, sound travels fast, but the digestion of that sound is very slow, isn't it? You can speak into the ear of someone, and they may hear the vibrations in the ear of what you were saying, but they didn't really digest it and really didn't hear it in one sense. Do you really hear when people speak? And are you listening? When someone is speaking unto you, do you really listen? Someone said many times people listen in this way. They're either reading a book and they're listening maybe to someone, or they're texting on their phone and they're listening. And someone has said that it's almost like trying to listen to two radio stations at the same time. And you don't know which one you should be listening to. Sometimes people have great difficulty hearing, and we have to wear what we call hearing aids. I wear them. Audrey wears them. Anybody else in here wearing hearing aids tonight? Is there anybody not wearing them? No. We have a lot of folks that wear hearing aids, and that's a great thing. It's a great tool, isn't it? And it's a wonderful thing because it really does create a louder volume by which we can hear and digest what someone is actually saying. Sometimes people turn that little hearing aid device to the off position when the wife is speaking, or they turn it to the television. One of the great wonders of God's creation is the human ear. It is the ability to hear. You know, sometimes we get mad at each other and we kind of shut each other out and we turn each other off. I heard about a married couple one time who had a quarrel and ended up giving each other the silent treatment, you know what I'm talking about. And two days into their mute argument, the man realized he needed the wife's help. And so in order to catch a flight to Chicago for a business meeting, he had to get up one morning, the next morning, actually at 5 o'clock in the morning, not wanting to be the first to break the silence of that mute argument. He wrote on a piece of paper and put it right by the side of the bed, "Please wake me up at 5 a.m. The next morning, the man woke up early to discover his wife was already out of bed, but it was 9 o'clock in the morning, and his flight had long since departed from the airport. He was about to find his wife and demand an answer for failing to wake him up when he noticed on a piece of paper by the bed, he read, "It's 5 o'clock, wake up." You know, in life, we don't listen very well. Sometimes we hear things we think we hear, and we don't listen real intently to what one another might be saying to each other. Jesus had that same problem. He said, hearing, you don't hear. You hear audible, the sound, but you are not digesting what is being said. You know, the Bible in the book of Genesis 1:1 says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And one of the great things that God created was man's ability to hear. For God knew that man needed to hear him, first of all, and that man needed the capacity to be able to hear one another. That we needed the ability to communicate and digest words that are said. Our God is a God of wonders when you stop and think about it. And the gift of hearing didn't just happen. Think about that. While you were in the womb, God is forming those little mechanisms, your inner ear, your outer ear. He is creating all of that where you would be able to hear sounds. The wonder of the human ear. In Psalms 139, David alluded to his inward parts, that is, the creativity of God. He said, for, and God says, for, you formed my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and my soul knows well. So David knew that when God had created him, he created him not only with the ability to see, and what a beautiful thing that really is, but then the ability to hear what other people are saying. We often take our ability to hear for granted. Many times people in life look back on their life and they discover that maybe right now that they're hard of hearing because maybe they worked in a factory where loud sounds were just bouncing off the wall and it was really destroying your ability in the decibels of your ear to be able to hear. Listening to loud music. Sometimes I wonder, you know, you see these kids going around with these little things in their ear all the time, you know, or they're listening to the music. And I mean, it's sometimes you can hear it out here. They're listening to it in their ear, but you can hear it out here. And I wonder what kind of hearing problem they are going to have when they get your age or mine. Most people take their hearing for granted. That is until they lose it. Until they lose it. You know, it's hard to communicate if you can't hear, isn't it? We have all kinds of things for the hearing impaired. Some congregations have a deaf translator translating for people that are deaf biologically. Well, let me tell you a little bit tonight about what the Bible says about hearing in the human ear. First of all, Jesus said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. He knew that there were some that could not hear. Jesus went about restoring not only sight to the blind, but he restored hearing to those who were deafened. But he knew that in his ministry that there were those that couldn't hear. So he says, to him that has ears, let him hear. We need to listen. He that hath ears to hear, again, let him hear. Not only in Mark, but also in the book of Matthew. Let him hear. To hear. You know, could you imagine really living without the ability to hear? I mean, all the wonderful sounds of life. I told you the other day that one of the ways I think that I dealt with coronavirus was sitting outside listening to the birds sing, sitting in the sunshine, watching the squirrels, but listening to the beautiful music of nature itself. And what a wonder it really, really is. How can we recognize the voice of God if we can't hear? You know, you can read the Bible, and I've told you many times, I don't thank God that really speaks to us in an audible voice, but I do believe he speaks to our heart. And he does that when we read the Word. Some people read it, and Paul told Timothy, he says, until I come, give attendance unto reading. You read the Word of God, but does it really mean anything to you? Does it change your life? Does it impact you in any way at all? Some people say, and I've heard people voice this many, many times, well, I got up and I read my chapter today. Well, whoopee, that's great, isn't it? You know, but what did it do for you? Did it help change your life? Did it help you amend your ways at all? Were you listening to what God actually said through His Word? Now, there's another thing about this, not only to him that has ears, let him hear, but secondly, Jesus said, take heed what you hear. You know, hearing the wrong things can get you in trouble. Hearing the wrong things, instead of lifting you to greater heights spiritually, can weaken you, and it can depress you. That's why some people say they never listen to the evening news. They never listen to the morning news. Because it's all the same story. You know, they used to say that about soap operas years ago. You know why they called them soap operas? Anybody know? They called them soap operas because generally it was soap that served as the advertisers on those dramas, like Tide, Bleach. I mean, it could have been anything. They were called soap operas. Now, there used to be a whole lot of them. They're not quite as many anymore. There are a few, but not as many as there used to be. But the character, I mean, the story was about the same. The characters were different. But people listened to that, and it was just the same old story. And isn't that the same thing with the evening news and the morning news? It's almost the same story. The names have been changed, and people don't give you the news anymore anyway. They simply give you 5 minutes of news, and the rest of it is commentary. What Joe Blow thinks about it, or what someone else thinks about it. Well, who are they to be able to tell you what you ought to think about it? I think your mind is just about as good. It's probably a whole lot better than what they have. But Jesus says, take heed what you hear, what you listen to. Let me tell you something else. A lot of these kids listen to all this bad stuff and all the vulgarity and all the horrible, horrible profanity that is being piped into their ears. And if you listen to it long enough, it won't be long till you'll be using the same language that they use. You stay around people that cuss and use profanity all the time, it won't be long. Doesn't even bother you. And you start speaking in the same way. That's not a good thing. Let me ask you right now, are you still listening? Are you listening? Take heed what you hear. Are you listening? Are you really digesting what I'm saying to you tonight? In the book of Acts chapter 4, Luke records this event where God's servant said, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you. They were trying to silence the proclamation of the word. And you remember it's Peter and John who said, we must obey God rather than men. And whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you make the call, you judge, for we cannot but speak the things which we have both seen and heard. You know, when God Almighty speaks through His Word, too often people let it go in one ear and out the other. They don't digest it. Doesn't really make them better. You know, a sermon is something that should make us better. It should. I don't care who's preaching, if it's me or anyone else. If someone else is teaching you the Word of God, it is important that you listen and listen to what is being said. Sometimes people misconstrue things because they don't listen. You know what they're doing? They're thinking ahead of how they're going to answer instead of listening. The story is told years ago of late President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who often endured long, long receiving lines at the White House. And he complained that no one really paid any attention to what he said anyway. So one day during a reception, he decided to try an experiment. And to each person who passed down the line and shook his hand, he murmured, "I murdered my grandmother this morning." And the guests all responded with phrases like, "Marvelous, keep up the good work. We're proud of you, Mr. President. God bless you, sir." But it was not until he reached the end of the line when the ambassador from Bolivia heard his words and heard what he actually said. The ambassador leaned over and whispered, "I'm sure she had it coming." You know, in life, we just don't listen really well. We're not good listeners. If the truth were really known, we're not. Sometimes I ask people, you know, after I've preached a sermon, and someone said, "That was a good sermon." And I said, "What did I preach on this morning?" "Oh, well, sin, you know. And I think you were again it." But when God speaks, we ought to listen. You are what you listen to. You know, we always say that we are what we eat. But I can tell you in a spiritual sense and in one way, figuratively speaking, you are what you listen to in life. What do you hear? What do you listen to in a day's time? Do you listen to negative thoughts or do you listen to positive thoughts? Do you listen to gossip or do you get rid of it? Or do you pass it on? We need to make sure that we're hearing the right thing. We need to make sure, if we are to take heed what we hear, that we're not listening to the world, but that we're listening to God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. And be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." But sometimes we're more concerned about what's going on in the world than in heaven. Sometimes we're more concerned about the world than we are what's going on down at the church house. It's surprising what you hear when you listen to God. And I think God does speak to our hearts. You believe it too, because I've heard you pray many, many times, "Father, please bless Dan that he may have recall this morning, that he may be able to speak your word. Bless him to be able to say the things that you want him to say." You're asking for divine guidance, and I believe in divine guidance. I believe the Lord does lead us. The biggest communication problem is the fact that we do not listen to understand, but we listen to reply. Consider that one, folks. Let me ask you, are you still listening? Are you listening? Are you really listening? Brings me to point three. You take heed that you hear. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But take heed what you hear. And then Jesus gives this admonition. He says, take heed how you hear, how you go about listening. Luke 8 and verse 18. There is a proper way to do it and an improper way to do it. The importance of good listening is found in Matthew 13, where Jesus talks about the seed being sown. That if we want to be blessed by God, then we have to make sure that we are listening. If we want to be blessed by God and we really want to digest the Word of God, then we have to have a saving faith. For faith comes by hearing, Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and following. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of the Lord. That is, you want a stronger faith? The disciples one time came to Jesus and said, "Lord, increase our faith." Now, I'm not saying that God doesn't increase our faith in a lot of ways, but I do know that what Paul said was that our faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And when we hear, according to Luke chapter 8, then we will sow and we will bear great fruit. If you want to prevent apostasy, you know, we all have a tendency to drift away from God. And it is the word of God that pulls us back to where we need to be. Hebrews 2, verse 1 and 3. The Bible says, God, who in sundry times and divers manners in time past spake unto the fathers by the prophets, but hath in these last days he has spoken unto us by his Son, Jesus Christ, whom he hath appointed to be heir over all things. If you want to avoid rejection in heaven, you better make sure that you're listening. For Christ said, whoever will not hear you, shake the dust off of your feet, and it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for them. That's how serious this thing of listening really is. And blessed are you because your eyes see and you hear with your ears, Christ said. And many prophets have desired to see and to hear what you have heard. You ever consider that? What we hear today, it's a wonderful thing. We have people that hear today that wouldn't be able to hear otherwise had it not been for Facebook, television program, YouTube, internet. But people have the opportunity to hear the gospel. You know, the word listen can also, with the same letters, form the word silent. And sometimes we need to be silent where we can hear. We can hear. In Acts 28 and 27, Luke records these words, "For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing." He's talking about in a spiritual sense. He's not saying they have some kind of physiological problem going on that keeps them from hearing it. They hear it, but their ears are dull of hearing. They don't want to hear it. They're not listening it. Listening. It's like you ask your young people sometimes, you say, "Are you listening to me?" Sometimes I think it would behoove the good Lord in heaven to ask us, "Are you listening to me?" And their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and that I should heal them. Take heed how you hear. You stay focused on what you're listening to. If you really want to digest it and you really want it to be meaningful to you, you really listen, not only with your brain, but with your heart. Can you hear me now? Are you listening? God says, so pay attention to how you hear, to those who listen to my teaching. He says, more understanding will be given. But to those who are not listening, even what they think they understand will be taken away from them. I ask you the question tonight. You exist, but are you living? There's a big difference. You look, but do you really see? The old saying goes, sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you listen for when you come to worship? Do you come to listen to the heart of the message, or do you come to find fault maybe with the preacher? Maybe he had a slip of the tongue and maybe said something that wasn't grammatically correct. I've had people do that before and walk and say, "You know what?" Or I've had people who say, "You know, you could have really made that a great sermon if you had said this, you know." What do we look for? What do we listen for? You hear, but are you listening? Are you listening? Some people just close their ears. And no offense, I didn't want to put any of your pictures up here. But some people close their ears. You warn, you know, it's kind of like everything. As preachers warn people to make sure they get right with God and start doing what they ought to be doing. You know, people, it's like, you ever notice this? I guarantee you, we could set a chair out there, and on that chair, we could put a sign that says, wet paint. You think anybody would go by and touch it just to see if it was wet? I can assure you it would happen. Sometimes you warn people about the stairs, but they don't listen. They don't. We have to listen for God and listen to God and then do what God says. Then you are listening. Isaiah 6 and 9 says that we're to keep on listening because there are some that do not perceive. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord, Romans 10 and verse 17. Sometimes we don't hear the word of God because we're not tuned in to God's frequency. Sometimes when we come to church, we don't hear the message because maybe we're more concerned about a child crying in church. And we're saying, well, why don't they take that child out? Why don't you listen harder? Sometimes people watch what other people are doing instead of being focused to listen. I heard a story several years ago about two ladies who were talking, and one of them said, did you see Sister So-and-so, that big hat she had on at church this morning? The other one said, no. Another lady spoke up and said, did you see that crummy-looking dress Sister So-and-so was wearing? No, I didn't see that. And that lady said, a lot of good it did you to go to church. You know, in life, you have to come to worship to worship, God. And listen, Proverbs 4 and 10, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. Receive my sayings, he says, and the years of thy life shall be many. Listen to the word. Blessed are you, Jesus says in Matthew 13. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. And by the way, let me tell you what Paul said in Romans 2 and verse 13. He said, it's not the hearers who are justified, but the doers of the word. You activate what you hear. For James says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Again, James 1:22, deceiving your own selves. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. And quit being just a talker of God's word, but be a doer of his word. That is so important. Hearing is good, wonderful to listen, but it's better to do what you know. There is a man mentioned in the Bible. His name's not mentioned too much. We don't know a whole lot about Crispus. Paul said one time to the Corinthian brethren, he says, I, when they were divided over who baptized them even, some were saying I was baptized by Paul, some were saying I was baptized by Crispus. Remember that? We don't know exactly who he was. A lot of them, all we know is that he was the chief ruler of the synagogue, but as far as knowing a lot about his personal life, we don't know. But the Bible says that this man believed on the Lord with all of his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. Here is an unsung hero, Crispus. You don't hear too many preachers talk about Crispus. But this man, because he believed what he heard, many of the people who lived in Corinth became children of God upon their baptism into Christ. looking for this little statement that people often say, just ask Jesus in your heart. You won't find that in the Bible. And the sinew of your body and the outer covering of your skeletal form will pass away before you ever find it in the Bible. It's just not there. People listen to it. They hear that. They hear preachers saying, and they say, oh, all you got to do is believe in God. All you got to do is just say, hey, Jesus, come into my heart. But you won't find it in the Bible. God never said it. But we got a lot of people saying God said it. And because a lot of people are saying God said it, they're listening to the wrong people. And they're hearing the wrong thing. But be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Listen to that. We deceive ourselves when we think all I have to do is listen. All I have to do is listen. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Listen, yes, but obey. Obey. One of the fundamental things is hearing the Word of God. You got to hear it. You can't believe it if you don't hear it. But when you hear it and you believe it, then you act on it through repentance, changing your life, and confessing Christ as Lord and Savior, as one did this morning. And then by being baptized into Christ for the remission of sin. The ones who say you can't and you won't are probably the ones scared that you will. You know, you must believe, but you must act upon it, Jesus said in Luke 17. And in reality, it's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you what you do with this lesson. You want to improve your ability to really listen? Follow what I've said tonight. Listen to the right thing. Take heed. How do you hear? Take heed that you hear. And he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Stop listening to the world and start listening to God through His Word. As I said, you decide. You make the call while we stand and while we sing.